John Kerry campaigned in New York City today, and the Democratic presidential contender offered a sharp rebuttal to the news conference last night at which President Bush strongly defended U.S. policy in Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Responding to reporters' questions today, Kerry was brief and blunt in assessing the main focus of President Bush's hour-long televised appearance.
I do not think the president last night articulated an alternative vision of how to get out of Iraq. I think he persisted in the one road that he has attached himself to.
Kerry accused the president of alienating the European leaders whose help, both financial and military, he said, was key to easing the burden borne in Iraq almost exclusively right now by the U.S.
If I were the president of the United States, I can tell you right now, I would be personally deeply involved with the leaders of those countries. I would be working with Kofi Annan much more directly as to how we transfer that authority and how we rapidly defuse the sense of American occupation.
But Kerry also said that he and what he called the vast majority of Americans do not believe in a cut-and-run philosophy in Iraq. He contended that's what the president believes in. But he said he agreed with the president that the perils are much greater if the U.S. continues along the same road in Iraq.
Could we be successful going down the unilateral road that we are on today? The answer is, yes, we could. But at much lesser odds, at much greater difficulty, at much greater cost and risk to our lives of our soldiers, at much greater cost in billions of dollars to the American people, and with much less odds of the success of the mission.
Kerry said the measure for pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq should not necessarily be the establishment of a democracy there, but rather whether stability is achieved.
We have to do what we have to do to have stability. And that is the precursor. My prayer and my hope, and it's not political, is that the president will take advantage of that increased stability to internationalize the presence so that we can reduce the troop level ultimately and reduce the cost to the American taxpayer.
Kerry said the U.S. should remain in charge of security operations in Iraq, but the political and reconstruction work, he stressed, should be handled by others, preferably the United Nations. David Wellner, NPR News.